Going, going, gone, the incandescent light bulb, that is. Hey, it's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the second day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, the markets tanked today. We'll tell you why that happened. What's behind the rising price of gasoline? Lots, and we'll share the details. Speaking about prices, how about that Mega Millions lottery payout? The downgrade in the credit of the U.S. and what that means to you and I. We've got the Wall Street Report, and small businesses added a bunch of new hires last month. We'll share those numbers. And finally, enrollments in special education are up, way up. What's going on? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and yes, this is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Want to follow us? We are on X, or rather Twitter, or whatever that dumpster fire is today. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, it's time to say goodbye to the incandescent light bulb. The proud accomplishment of Thomas Edison will be a thing of the past as a new federal law comes into effect. And we bet that you have hardly noticed. The Energy Department rules, which date back to the Obama administration, have been whipsawed in political processes for years. Some conservatives and Republican lawmakers long denounced them for interfering with consumer choice and placing undue burdens on business. Under former President Donald Trump, the Energy Department scrapped those plans in 2019. Subsequently, the Biden administration has revived them. Yet, by the time August 1st rolled around, the critics had gone quiet, possibly because companies and consumers have already started voting for better lighting efficiency with their wallets. The rules establish strict new efficiency standards for bulbs used in homes and businesses and bans the manufacture and sale of those that don't meet those requirements. Practical incandescent bulbs, which trace their origin to an 1880 Edison patent, cannot meet those standards. Neither can halogen bulbs. The rules also ban imports of less efficient bulbs for your lights. See what you learn here? Wall Street took a nosedive today after Fitch downgraded the credit of the U.S. to AA+. That story and the unhappy numbers, they are coming at you in just a bit. Fuel prices have been going up over the past several weeks, and we're often asked why this is happening. The answer comes in multiples. The Associated Press is reporting that the national average for gas prices stood at about $3.78 a gallon on Tuesday. That's about 25 cents higher than that seen 1 month ago. All of this according to Motor Club AAA. While today's prices at the pump remain far lower than they were just last year, what's going on? And it is sort of unusual. Well, it's a combination of lower oil output, the summer driving season, so demand is up, and heat. Yeah, the heat. It seems that when temperatures climb, as they have over the past several weeks, refineries produce less fuel. Why? That's because refineries are typically designed to operate between 32 and 95 degrees Fahrenheit. They don't like temperature extremes because they're inherently dangerous places in which to work, so they dial back the production for safety reasons. But then that constrains supply, which then drives up the price. You already know that the chances of winning the lottery are very small. However, that has not kept people from buying tickets to what has now become a $1.25 billion prize. Now, if someone does win it all on Friday, when the next Mega Millions drawing takes place, the prize would be one of the largest in U.S. lottery history. But don't plan on entering a new tax bracket anytime soon. The odds of winning a Mega Millions jackpot, no matter the size, stand at about 1 in 302 million. And chances of taking home a top prize for Powerball, which had an estimated jackpot of $95 million on Wednesday, are near 1 in 292 million. But hey, play on if you must. It happened, and it was stunning. The AP is reporting that Fitch Ratings has downgraded the United States government's credit rating, citing rising debt and the federal, state, and local levels, and a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the past two decades. The rating was cut one notch to AA+ from AAA, the highest rating possible. Now, the new rating is still well within investment grade, but it rang the caution bell around the world. The decision illustrates one way that growing political polarization and repeated Washington standoffs over spending and taxes could end up costing you and I, U.S. taxpayers. A lower credit rating, over time, could raise borrowing costs for the U.S. government. And that, of course, gets passed along. It's only the second time in the nation's history that its credit rating has been cut. Back in 2011, the ratings agency Standard & Poor's stripped the U.S. of its prized AAA rating after a prolonged fight over the government's borrowing limit. The Government Accountability Office, in a 2012 report, estimated that the 2011 budget standoff raised Treasury's borrowing costs by, get this, $1.3 billion that year alone. Now, as that bit of news caused stocks to tumble on Wall Street as investors understood what this might mean for the long run, the Dow cratered by 348 points to close at 35,282, while the NASDAQ fell by 310 points to finish the session at 13,973, and the S&P 500 tanked by 63 points to 4513. It was not only the Fitch downgrading, but investors were also busy taking profits from what had been a superior performance for equities. West Texas Intermediate crude also closed down on the day, off by $1.65, to close at $79.72 a barrel. In another surprise, the ADP report showed that small businesses were responsible for the majority of new hires last month, as private payrolls jumped upward by 324,000 and wage gains continued, but at a more moderate level. For the 12 months that ended in July, wages grew at a 6.2% level. That's lower than the previous 12-month gain of 6.4%. The small business boom in hiring is real. Small businesses, those under 49 workers, added 237,000 jobs last month, or more than two-thirds of the total of new workers. Meanwhile, big businesses with more than 500 workers shed 67,000 positions. And finally, there is this, and this has about the rise in special education enrollments. As special education enrollments grows, educators are trying to keep up with the increased demand. According to the Pew Research Center, the number of students registered rose from 3.6 million from the 1976-1977 academic year to nearly 7.3 million during the 2021-2022 school year. That accounted for 15% of K-12 classrooms in the U.S. But, and there is a big but, challenges still abound as school districts struggle to hire special education teachers. A report from the National Center of Education Statistics found that 40% of public schools with a vacancy either had trouble finding someone or ultimately were not able to hire anyone for this very specialized career path. Often, that doesn't get the kind of support that it should. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.